beyond the books.
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 Beyond
the books.
Hi, I'm Ella.
Hi, I'm Emily.
I'm Alanis.
I'm John Paul.
And I'm Nico.
And we're the debaters.
Today we will be debating about some opinions in the book The Giver by Lois Lowry.
If you don't know who Lois Lowry is, here's some basic information about the award-winning author.
Lois Lowry was born in the territory of Hawaii in 1937.
She went to high school in New York City and then went to Brown University in Rhode Island for 2 years.
She married Donald Lowry in 1956.
Her hobbies are gardening, knitting, and photography. Currently, she lives in Cambridge, Massachusetts.
Let's get started introducing to the book to you guys.
The Giver is about a young boy named Jonas.
At the age of 12, Jonas got his first job.
His job was the memory keeper within his community.
The community where Jonas lives is very strict. They believe in sameness and equality. The community was so strict that people were assigned families and jobs.
In addition to Jonas' community being strict, that what he learned with the giver was forbidden to share with others.
The community wasn't even permitted to read books.
The giver is an old memory keeper.
The giver gave Jonas memories of a life he didn't know.
Because of that, Jonas makes a plan.
A plan to share his memories.
He goes to the edge of town to reach the memory tower so all of his memories can be shared.
This is where the debate begins.
Some of us think that the story is harsh.
But some of us think that it is reasonable.
I don't think it's reasonable because they have to follow every single rule.
I think it is perfectly fine because everyone has their own job and responsibility, just like in the real world.
I disagree. I think the community is way too harsh and strict on the people with so many rules.
I agree with Nico because they try to keep it organized and have a utopian society by dividing the people by jobs. A utopian society is a perfect society.
I agree with Ella because there is no freedom in the community and people in the community can't even feel feelings or know what they are.
I believe that Jonas is right about the society.
I disagree. I believe that the elders are right.
I agree with Alanis, but I believe that the elders were just trying to keep the society organized and safe.
I think the elder was trying to hide the emotions so that only she and the giver know what they are.
Also, the receiver of memory is the only job that you are allowed to lie.
Meaning, lying is prohibited in the community.
In addition, they don't let you choose your family, your favorite color, or your job.
They are limited to what the elders choose for them. The giver is what I would call dystopian literature, because the elder wanted to make a perfect society, but she made it a dystopian society.
In conclusion, the elder has some strange ways to control.
Thank you for joining us.
Bye!
Thank you.